a scriptural background, I call your attention to the familiar passage in 2 Corinthians 11:3, where the apostle said to the Corinthians, "But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the Spirit's cunning, so your minds may be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." There are two things that we need to know well if we are going to fight a battle. We obviously need to know our own position and our own resources. But we also need to know the enemy and the enemy's resources. Not to know the enemy is to give that enemy a great strategic advantage. For many years, we've been told in the church that the best thing to do with Satan and demons is to ignore them. I'm not sure where that was born, because it certainly is not in the scriptures. We're told to resist the enemy, and that I take as a very active process, not an ignoring one. But not to know the enemy is especially strategic. I was in the Second World War, and I remember times sitting up on the front lines where knowing what that enemy was and what their strategy was and what their fortifications were over against us had an awful lot to do with what we did as an American army. Knowing the Siegfried Line was there, and that innocent looking farmhouse over there wasn't a farmhouse at all, but was a reinforced concrete bunker with a big artillery piece in it, had a lot to do whether we sent out an infantry troop to throw some hand grenades into a farmhouse or whether we called for the Air Force to bomb it. And sometimes we go after the enemy as though it really didn't make any difference about what his tactics are. We just need to know our position and our resources, and we don't need to know the enemy. We saw another illustration of that during the recent Gulf War, where they laid out for us on television what the enemy's strategies were. We knew where the minefields were, where the tank traps were. We knew where the Revolutionary Guard was stationed. And all of that had a lot to do with what the Allied forces did in planning their offensive against them, and allowed us to outflank all of that instead of making an incredibly destructive frontal attack on fortifications that we didn't understand. So the apostle says we're not ignorant of his devices. That allowed Paul to plan his strategy against the enemy well. Unfortunately, the church is too often not aware of Satan's strategies, and as a result, Satan ends up with tremendous advantage. Now, Satan's primary strategy, the thing that can be said to characterize probably everything he does, is deception. He simply can't deal in truth, because the truth, as we know, sets free when it is applied in our lives. That isn't to say that he may not cloak his deceptions in half-truths, and at times may surround it with truth, but to introduce into the core of what he does his deception. And so we want to look at some of those deceptions, and I realize that much of what I am going to say tonight will not be particularly new to you, but I call it to your attention once again.